it now. My next guest, Michael Amo, is from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Of course, he's regular contributor to the program, Director of Environmental Energy Affairs. The EPA's ozone attainment determinations and pending legal challenges, i.e. the Sierra Club, are coming our way, could be destructive again. Of course, we just saw the Department of Energy under our former governor, Jennifer Granholm, just issue new restrictions on your washing machine and your dryer, so I hope you like dirty clothes. Mike, welcome back to the program.
Thanks so much for having me, Steve.
You know, you're going to have to wash that shirt, just not in the washing machine. You're going to be out at the river with one of those stones. Zumpa, zumpa, zumpa. Look, here's what I want to say to the Democrats and all these people. Get off of our backs! Sorry, had a moment. Man, this is just stupid. They just keep coming after us and after us. Now, poke, 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 poke. You can't have this. You can't. They want us to be a third world country riding donkeys and washing our clothes in the river, it seems. What's going on? And what are these new challenges from the Sierra Club?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think you brought the context in quite well. I think what we see under the Clean Air Act is the regulation of six major pollutants, ozone being one of them. That's a good thing. The good news is that over the last 20 years, we've seen in the Metro Detroit area in particular, a significant, almost 30% decrease in these levels. And yet, you know, we hear from groups like the Sierra Club that point to anecdotal evidence or otherwise to try to keep us under some kind of regulatory burden to prevent business from growing, to prevent investment in this state. So we're actually working with the EPA, with Eagle, to push back against these enviro groups to say, well, hold on a second. The science is saying ozone is coming down. The air is healthier. This is a good thing. Yes, we need to continue to monitor. We need to continue to be aware of those pollutants and how it's affecting public health. But if we're under in this regulatory threshold, that's a good thing.
Mike, can I ask you a couple of questions? All right, here we go. Science test. Ready? Here we go. Why do they call CO2 the gas of life? Why has CO2 for centuries been called the gas of life? Not some criminal element of our atmosphere killing us, but it's something that makes flowers bloom and plants grow. And the higher the CO2, even in the oceans, the higher the CO2 on the planet, the more vibrant life is on the planet. Or am I wrong? Did I miss science class in kindergarten?
Well, I think to your point, the Clean Air Act does not cover CO2. It's not a regulated pollutant. It's something that occurs from a number of sources and is, as you say, part of the life, the biological life cycle to this planet. So, you know, that's just the point is let's focus on what we can do and those pollutants that we should be monitoring and regulating in order to protect the public health. But again, we're faced with an unprecedented amount of pressure to do anything and everything, quite literally under the sun, to try to tamp down on manufacturing, on innovation.
Right.
You know, let's keep in mind one of
I mean, that's the real question. What's the goal here? I need to ask a couple more questions because this is not new. This is a game. Right. It's not new. And so let me ask you something. I don't know how old you are, Mike. I'm going to guess you're a little bit younger than I am. Here's my guess. Here's my question. Where is this hole in the ozone layer that was going to destroy the planet we heard so much about, back in the 70s, 80s? What are that hole in the ozone layer? Where is that today?
Yeah, we are looking good, and that is part of these reductions that we've seen.
All right, next question. Acid rain.
Yes, correct.
We had to stop production. We had to stop being Americans because of acid. All the lakes in America were going to be so toxic that birds would fly into them, they'd just dissolve. What happened to acid rain?
Right, exactly. Addressed under the Clean Air Act. And, you know, you could argue that between government and business, right, we came together and put forth solutions that protected the public health and cleaned up the air.
Yeah.
And that progress is evident today.
Here's what I would argue, Mike. I would argue that America is the cleanest, greenest, industrialized nation on earth. I've argued that for years now. And you look at the EPA, as unconstitutional as it is, created by an executive order, but that's an argument for a different day, that we have cleaned up the world. The Cleveland River was on fire in 1972, 1973. It was so polluted. Lake Erie was the laughing stock of the world. It was so filthy because every other lake dumped into it, and we were putting raw sewage in from Milwaukee and Chicago and so on and so forth. It's not true today. Lake Erie is the cleanest of all the Great Lakes. The Cleveland River is not on fire. I don't worry about people, dirty air warnings. Come on. Whoever walks outside of Michigan goes, oh, my gosh, the air is just so terrible. We had wildfires in Canada last year and made a little bit of smog, and so what? We like campfires, don't we? I mean, all of this hysteria and histrionics is what just drives me bananas. And we're teaching kids, oh, be afraid, be very afraid. Stop it. The world's a clean, wonderful place where innovation and American technology take us forward to a cleaner, more wonderful planet. Isn't that the real truth?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, again, we believe that we should have clean air, and we believe that we have seen enormous progress over these last several decades. Let's continue to make sure that in the future, we're not doing anything to make that matters worse or create harm. And that's frankly what we're doing right now. And so it is a rare situation in which we are kind of going to bat for the Department of Environment and at the state level and the EPA at the federal level. But the reality is the science shows that our air is cleaner than it has been in the last 50 years. That's a good thing. Let's do what we can to preserve that. But let's not go so far as to tamp down on businesses or create burdens in the permitting process that will just make investment go away.
Exactly right. Look, if we need and stop taking away every appliance in my house, my dishwasher is regulated to such a point that I have to run it twice to make it work because there's so little. I live in Michigan. I don't have a problem with water. I live in Michigan. I got 20% of the world's fresh water right here. I can take a shower. I can water my lawn and I can wash my dishes. Can I, Mike? I mean, pretty safely.
Yes, I would say that we have access to some of the best natural resources in this planet. And yes, we should protect our groundwater too, but let's do so in a way that actually is focused on public health. And that's another issue for another day, Steve.
We can protect it. We can protect these things, but you don't make it all off limits. You know, they're the idea of the left is just, well, we'll just put a fence around it. You can't have this and you can't have this. I'm sorry, that's asinine. That's my word, not yours. I'll take credit for it. Michael Lamo from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Look, we need to be sensible and do the right thing. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, that's just right. So we are working together with organizations like the Michigan Manufacturers Association, the Southeast Michigan Council of Governments, SEMCOG, to join together in an amicus that will support the finding that Southeast Michigan is an attainment for ozone. That's a good thing for the state, and so we're going to pursue it diligently.
Yeah, we're in compliance. We live in a cleaner country than we ever have, ever, except for maybe, you know, before Plymouth Rock. Anyhow, Michael Lamo, thank you for being here. Greatly appreciate your input, as always, my friend.
Thank you so much. I hope you have a great day.
You too. You too. All right, coming up after the break, how about we support the American farmer? How about that while we're at it? Patriots Relief, your America First CBD brand, is on a mission to make America feel great again. Head to PatriotsRelief.com and use the promo code Gruber for an astounding 40% off. Our premium CBD products are designed to help you find natural relief and wellness. Experience the incredible benefits of CBD with PatriotsRelief.com. Here's the icing on the cake. You get a 30-day empty bottle money-back guarantee. Visit PatriotsRelief.com today or call 877-230-1776. That's PatriotsRelief.com or 877-230-1776.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Nearly 2,000 of the state's top student athletes will be recognized for excelling academically and in school activities through the MHSAA's Scholar Athlete Award, underwritten by Farm Bureau Insurance. The applicants will be in the running for a total of 32 $1,000 college scholarships. Application materials are available exclusively online through the MHSAA website. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.